Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we relish an interaction with a feathered friend depicted in Sangam literary work Natchinai 70, written by Velli Veediyar, who happens to be a female poet sung about by another famous female poet, Avvayar. The poem is set in the agricultural farmlands of the Marudam landscape and speaks in the voice of the lady to a little bird, pressing it to pass on a message to her man. Siru vellang kurhe, turai pohu aruvai tu madiyanna, niram kilar tuvi, siru vellang kurhe, yem moor vandu, yem moon துறை துளையி சினை கெளிற்று ஆர்கையை அவர் ஊர் பெயர்தி அணைய அன்பினையோ பெருமரவியையோ ஆங்கண் தீம்புணல் ஈங்கண் பறக்கும் களனினல் ஊர் மகிழ்நர்க்கு என் இளை நெகிழ் பருவரல் செப்பாதோயே. For some reason, as I read this poem, I feel like it's the voice of a little child. Maybe it's the repeated references to Siru Vellang Kurhe, meaning little white bird, that infuses it with a rhyme-like flavor. The word aruvai, encountered in another Marudam poem, appears again with the meaning of cloth. Aruvai is currently used more frequently to refer to surgical procedures. The connection to cloth comes from the base word, which means to cut. The word seppu, used in the meaning of tell, made me smile because the same word is still used in the Telugu language to mean the same, thus illustrating the oneness of South Indian languages. We meet Maravi of forgetfulness and realize this human trait has been alive for thousands of years. Remembering to return from our wanderings, let's move on to learn more about this song to a bird. The man has been in a relationship with a lady for some time. Then he stops visiting her for a while. The lady is anguished and laments to a bird nearby, saying, "O little white bird, like clothes washed in the lake, lying fresh and folded on the bank, your feathers shine with brightness. Coming to my village, searching in those fresh waters, you feed on pregnant catfish swarming there. Then you depart to his village, the good place from where flows the sweet streams that flood the farmlands in my village. Was it the lack of love for me or some great forgetfulness that stopped you from conveying the sorrow of my bangle slipping to my man the last time you were there?" Through these words, the lady hopes the bird will pass on her message to the man, or perhaps more realistically, hints to a kindly soul listening nearby to become that messenger. Let's get to know the bird depicted in this poem. While Sangam poems seem to use the word kurugu to refer to most birds, we find some hints in the similes used. The bird is said to have the bright white color of freshly washed clothes. This also tells us that there used to be a laundry service in the farmland regions where clothes used to be collected in bundles from homes and taken to rivers to be beaten on rocks and washed. Before the advent of washing machines, I remember as a child witnessing washermen visiting houses in my native village and walking off with a cloth bundle on his back. Even today, when traveling by car, we find white clothes washed and drying in the sun along rivers in interior Tamil Nadu. Returning back to the poem, the bird is said to contain folded white feathers akin to those freshly washed clothes. Then we are also given the information that the bird feeds on keliru, or a type of catfish found in the lakes and marshlands here. Putting all this together, the bird has a high probability of being a little egret. The poet captures the later name of the bird succinctly with her Siru Vellang Kurhe. Moving into the poem's layers, we find the lady telling the bird that she has caught a glimpse of the bird feeding on not just any plain old catfish, but a pregnant one. Taking claim for the rich feed of her village's farmlands, she turns to the bird and says, "Even though you fed yourself to the full in our waters, why did you not pass on the message to my man, conveying to him that I am afflicted in earning?" She then describes his village as the origin of sweet streams that pour and flood the farmlands of her own village. With this, she also points out that just as the waters from her man's village fill the waters of her village with abundant life, the man's arrival would fill her life with joy and delight too. The core of the poem lies in the question the lady puts to the bird. She says, "You did not tell him the last time over. Did you not tell him because you don't feel kindness towards me, or is it that you're so forgetful?" Indeed, a question we can ask ourselves when we do not complete what we set out to do and reveal to ourselves the reasons why we do what we do. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app and do share your thoughts on nandinikarki.com. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.